Hey there, it's Pastor Jeff, and I wanted to come and talk to you about heavenly hope with a perspective that I pray will bless you and perhaps alter the way you think about sharing Christ for the rest of your life. You see, I'm blessed to bring an update again this morning from our family in Northeast Uganda, where our brothers Jackson and Gilbert are literally pouring out the gospel, sharing heavenly hope with the Karamojong people, now in the village of Kabong, where the Lord himself opened up the door and has drawn people to himself, at least in a preliminary way, and has given us the opportunity to bring the truth and the love of the gospel. Now, as I am making this video, our brothers are leaving the village where there is electricity and some common cultural comforts, and they are literally now on their way out to the Munyats, where we see the bush villages and the compounds and the more primitive and difficult lifestyles, where in many cases the name of Jesus has never even been heard, let alone the gospel explained. Now, the reason why I tell you that and what ties into this video is the simple fact that I pray you will be encouraged, reminded, perhaps instructed or even rebuked to know this simple truth, that the gospel of Jesus Christ does not need and is literally diminished by salesmanship. There is no salesmanship in the call of the gospel. You and I do not need to sell Jesus to anyone, and you don't need to learn the polish of a performance. No, we see in the scriptures that we are to go and proclaim the gospel with the love of a sacrificial commitment, with the love of genuine Christ-likeness, and the truth that can set people free. There's no room, there's no need, there's no acceptance for the spinning and the selling of what typically happens in the attraction-oriented, attraction model of church and Christianity. You see, our brothers are sitting with this family and they are sharing the good news of Jesus the Christ, inviting people to surrender to victory in him. There is no promise of ease. There is no compromising of the truth. There is no bowing down to political correctness. No, there is a call with the love of Christ to the victory and overcoming that only can be found in Christ. There's an explanation of what Christ did in his coming, in his crucifixion, and what he will accomplish in his coming back. Oh, friends, I pray that like Paul speaking to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5, that you and I will go forward forevermore saying, listen, I didn't come with winsome speech. I didn't come in a way of presenting things that would get you to like Jesus. No, I called you to love, surrender, and cry out to Jesus. And I did it by bringing to you the simple, passionate, love-saturated, humble, and bold gospel, where you have seen and heard the power of God, and he calls you to repent and believe, and he extends to you this invitation of a miraculous grace that can only be found in the one single Messiah, and if and when it germinates, it will lead you to join us on mission. Amen and amen.